This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Do you know what I like?
What?
Level of professionalism.
That's what it's about.
It feels that you can have your fun.
Right.
You don't have to dress in a suit every day. Right? But I expect you to comport yourself
with
a level of professionalism.
Now, the fact that I do dress in a suit every day.
It's winning. Let me put it that way. You know, it's like you dress for success.
Yeah.
You always have. And people take note of that sartorial position. It definitely classes up your image. But to me, when I evaluate you to others, when they're, you know, everybody wants to know what you like. It's like, listen, yes, he's sharply dressed. You know, he's a charismatic presence. He's that full package, but it's his level of professionalism, I feel, that separates him. I feel anybody can put on a suit.
Right. With the right tailor, if you've got the right tailor.
Let me illustrate. Congress.
Yeah.
Senate.
Yeah.
The politicos of the world, some of them have the right tailor, and some of them don't.
Yes. I understand what you mean.
And so we need a modicum of professionalism across the board. Otherwise, we're just relying on tailors. Yeah. And if the Greeks proved anything with their philosophies and their inventions and their art and their anal.
They did a lot of anal, the Greeks.
They did a massive amount of anal, a massive amount of partying. If they proved anything, that it is that relying too much on tailors can be a downfall to your civilization. If the Greeks proved one thing,
I mean, I'm just
mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking about what you said.
Yes,
because I was with you.
Yeah,
and I was thinking, how's he going to tie this into tailors? And then you did it in the most obvious way possible,
because that's what it was.
But it didn't
when it fell apart.
Yeah.
When Athens was sacked,
right? Okay, yeah.
When the grand structures of history crumbled, there,
right.
It was due
to the tailors.
It wasn't to the tailors. No, it was to reliance upon.
Uh-huh. Because tailors. My sense of the Greeks, and you know, I'm not the historian you are by any means.
Listen,
my sense of the Greeks is
I've yet to run into anyone that is.
My sense of the Greeks is that they didn't really need tailors because it was more or less just the toga.
Exactly. And so there they are thinking, uh-huh, we're going to pay all these people,
right,
to keep our togas in line. What a foolish decision to make sure that your toga fits and his toga fits and her toga fits.
It's one size fits all. They all fit.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Do you see? And so all these tailors, all the coffers are fall as they try to maintain some uniformity across the board in Greek civilization. Unnecessarily so. What are they wearing?
Togas.
Exactly. Downfall of civilization.
Huh.
Right there.
Again, I'm not...
Michael, don't rely on something that's unnecessary.
Okay.
For example, in our civilization.
Yeah.
All right? The electric-powered car.
Yep.
Well, everyone talks about, oh, global warming, we have trouble. Ozone. Right. Ozone is trouble.
Right.
And yet...
And it's weird the way they say it.
Ozone.
It's so weird. I mean, why don't you say it like ozone, like the way I would say
well,
it?
Well, it's pronounced ozone.
Okay.
And the ozone is trouble. But really, the downfall of today's civilization will be those little cars, those little smart cars. You know why?
I don't.
They're unnecessary, Michael.
Because?
We've got plenty of big cars.
Ah.
We don't need a little car that you can pick up.
We've already got the big cars.
We've got big cars. Seven people can fit in there. Easy. I'm talking about a level of professionalism.
Right.
If you start mucking around with a little tiny, and you're drawing attention to yourself when you don't need to, I could fit three of those cars into the SUV I drive. Three of them. Easy. Stack another one up top. You know, probably hitch another one to the bumper. I don't need those little cars. It's unnecessary.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you another illustration.
I don't know if I need
downfall of civilization.
Okay.
I'll give you another illustration. The watch. When I got my smartphone, and you know magic, it took me a long time to break, but when I finally got that smartphone, you know what I realized? The watch is obsolete. Do you know why? I can tell the time right here on my phone. I don't need a watch. And now, what are they reintroducing to civilization?
Watches.
Yes, unnecessary. Downfall. You see where it's headed? It's all a massive compromise. A massive compromise that man wants you to compromise. Do you know why? He gets rich, just like the tailors of yore. Do you understand?
That fucking guy.
It's not the ozone.
Right.
Everyone wants you to believe it's the ozone.
It's not the ozone.
They're all like, it's the ozone this and ozone that. It's not the ozone.
It's not that at all.
It's not the ozone.
It's the man.
It's the man.
Oh.
You see?
Now I
see. You know what that is, Michael? That is doom. You know why it's doom? You didn't learn from history. Right. And now you're doomed to repeat it.
Right.
And you don't want to be doomed. And you're not doomed because of the ozone.
Right.
You're doomed because you're repeating Greek history. What's so great about Greek?
Yeah.
They're in the shitter, man.
Yeah, yeah. Now they're
They're in the shitter.
Oh, those Greeks.
Those guys, they used to be like the pinnacle of civilization.
Everything was like Greek this, Greek that.
Greek that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have some souvlaki for you. I love souvlaki.
How many oars you got on that boat? That's a lot of oars.
I got 16 oars on this boat.
Come
so many oars.
Fine. Want to go to Delphi?
Yeah, let's
watch
go talk to...
We can play.
Yeah, let's go see.
I am the Parthenon.
Right.
I am the Acropolis. I am Greek. Blows up. Why too many tailors? That's history right there. That's a history lesson, man.
Well, that's why every week on Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Which is the podcast you're listening to with my good friend Tom Cavanaugh.
My good friend Miley and Blake.
You don't know what you're going to get. You know what? You do know what you're going to get. You're going to get snacks.
Yes, you're going to get snacks because we pick the snack, we eat that snack, and then we rate that snack. Every week, you will get that snack.
However, in addition to the snack, you might end up with a goddamn history lesson from the foremost Greek historian sitting at this table right now.
And if he doesn't show up, I can do it.
Which is why my enthusiasm for this podcast remains even after all these years.
It's not tempered.
Hardly tempered. Mm-hmm. If anything, it's honed.
Honed. If anything, it's honed.
It's honed.
Honed. Listen, let me explain level of professionalism.
Yeah.
We don't just sally forth and go, we're going to eat the snack and then pick it after.
Hardly.
We don't do that. We don't like rate the snack first and then pick it.
No, we couldn't.
Today, we're going to rate peanut butter sandwiches. 8. Now, we're going to pick a snack. Yogurt.
Right.
What?
It doesn't work that way, guy.
And then we're going to eat the snack.
Come on, guy.
The snack is last week's Cruncher Munch.
No, guy.
Yeah, you see what that is? That's anarchy. That's doom.
Right.
You get doomed if you don't follow your system.
Right.
Our system picks snack, eat snack, rate snack. Level of professionalism. I go to the urologist, right?
Yep.
You know what? You want a level of professionalism. You don't want that. You don't want the doctor to say, let's have a look at your dong.
Right.
Right? You want her to say, Let me see your penis.
Right.
Right? If she says that, it's a level of professionalism.
That's what you want.
If it's just like, what's going on with your dong?
You're like, what?
Why did I even come in here? Why did I fill out those 8 pages?
Right. Why did you go to the urologist?
I just felt like, you know, it's a safe setting for you to show your dong.
Yeah.
Right? That's what that whole office is about.
Nothing else.
Just guys walking in.
Hey, let me show you my dong.
Trench coat after trench coat. It's cool there. That's fine. It's all sanctioned. That's all
right. Right.
You can do that there.
Because it's professional.
You step outside that door.
Right.
Boom.
Slap some cuffs on you.
Or slap a cuff on you.
Right. No, that there's really only
level
one.
Level of profession.
Look, a little medical tip for everybody. Okay. For the women listening.
Yeah.
And I know we have a lot of female viewers.
We have a lot of female viewers. And also, we should, you know what, let's table whether they're viewers or not. Right. There's a lot of discussion about that. But go ahead.
Because, you know, what do we do? We pick snacks, we eat snacks.
That's the thing. But that's not what we're about.
That's not what we're about. What we're about...
Respect for women.
So, for the women listening...
Or watching. Again,
either way,
table it. Yeah.
Either way.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't know is that nothing can go wrong with your dong.
Their dong or...
No, the guy. The guy.
The guy's dong.
The guy dong.
Okay.
The guy's dong.
You just threw me for a second. Like, I always... I pretend I'm a cool guy.
Right.
I know women, I know that, but you know, then for a split second I'm like, wait, women have dongs?
No.
You know, but I was like, and you threw me. I try and be suave, but sometimes I should just ask questions, but I'm afraid to ask them.
But this is why I like you, because you're not afraid to admit when you're a fucking idiot.
I'm not as confident as I seem, and sometimes I'm a fucking idiot. So you're just like, when the women with the dongs, I'm like, wait, whoa, hold on, back up.
I gotta sneeze.
Go. All right. Not that there aren't some women with dongs, right?
Oh yeah, chicks with dicks.
Okay, all right, good. So that's what I was getting at. Hello! Pick a snack. Eat a snack. One more?
No.
Rate a snack. I wish you had one more.
I feel like I do maybe, but it's...
All right.
Hold on. Keep talking.
So anyway, the other day, Michael Ian Black.
Fuck.
What?
I got a half chub.
Incoming.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nothing can go wrong with your dong. So,
not women.
No, guys' dongs.
Okay, so you're telling the women viewers.
I'm letting them in on a little secret.
Or listeners.
Right.
Whatever they are, you're letting them in. Okay, the secret is.
There's nothing can go wrong with your dong.
Okay.
You know, it's just, you know, it's like, you know, it's like a hose. It's, you know, nothing goes wrong with your hose.
Right.
Right, you know. Maybe you get a kink, you get a crimp kink, or something.
Not,
you just smack it around and the thing comes out.
It's
you know,
fine.
You're fine. So.
So you are
I'm demystifying
the whole urologist thing.
I'm saying the reason guys go to the urologist, like, oh, I gotta go to the urologist.
Right.
Your man wants to show his dong, you know? And he wants to do it in a safe, professional setting.
You need a level of professionalism.
Of course.
Okay.
So I'm saying if your guy's going to the urologist,
and
don't
say, like, oh, something's wrong. You're like, don't worry about him, he's fine.
Yeah. And now that you know this, don't make fun of him. No. Don't be like, oh, you just want to show your dog. Yeah, that's what he wants to do, but don't embarrass him about it.
Don't mock him.
Just play along. Like, oh, I hope your dog feels better.
We don't make fun of you when you're building railroads.
Right.
We're all like, hey, I'm gonna go lay down some ties. You don't hear us going, you just want to do hard labor.
Right.
We don't do that.
Of course not.
We have respect for women.
That's what we're about.
We're just
what we do.
No, we do. That's what we're about. And we're just asking for a modicum of that in return.
Because what's the alternative? Well, before urologists, guys walk around with their dongs out all day. Nobody likes that.
Nobody wants that. It's just, you know what it is? It's unseemly, but it's also unsightly.
Yeah, it's so unsightly.
It's really unsightly.
Nobody likes that.
Nobody, most people don't like that.
The guy's got to show his dong.
So where does he go?
Urologist.
And we want a level of professionalism. That's what we do.
So.
Here we are.
Eating snacks.
That's what we do.
Not what we're about.
We're about respect for women.
Not eating snacks. Come on. But we picked a snack.
We're going to eat that snack. And the snack that we picked today, ladies and gentlemen.
Kind of an oddball. Like one of the, you know,
my grandfather, Alfred the Noble, came over from Italy. A town so small it wasn't on the map.
Right.
Uh-huh. And he comes across and he's like, got to get a job.
Okay.
That's. I need a job in Italian.
Oh, that was Italian.
Yeah, you don't speak it. What's the matter? We're doing pasta.
I heard something about pasta. I heard that.
Yeah. So he went to work in a Quaker Oats factory.
Huh.
And the product we bring you today, that we're going to eat, comes from that very Quaker Oats factory.
This is for your viewing enjoyment. Quaker
Oats
white cheddar.
Rice cake!
Stormtroopers hitting the ground. I say it's an oddball choice because you go, well, you're not going to do just rice cakes? No, fuck you, no.
Yeah, fuck you. You tell me what to do.
You don't tell me what to do. I tell you what to do.
I don't go to your house and rip the toilet paper out of your hands.
No.
I don't do that.
Wait, what?
I don't go to the person's house and rip the toilet paper out of their hands.
Okay.
They're in there in the shitter. You don't see me kick down the door and go, give me that. Wait, so don't come to me and tell me how to do my snack.
Okay. I mean the analogy.
If they're on the phone.
Right.
And they're like, oh, man, I feel like I swallowed a squirrel.
Yeah.
Both hands out onto the walls. Hold on for dear life. Just convulsing. Yeah. Right? Cold sweats, hot sweats.
Shaking
just
a little
bit. Pasty gray face. And they're just like, the whole thing is like the peristaltis of the gut just churning and upside down. They're just heaving like they're on the fucking ocean liner. Yep. And it's just coming out of all ends. You don't see me kick down the door and get me that toilet paper. I'll take the bum wad, Jack. Right. You don't see me do that.
No.
You don't come to me and tell me what to rate.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like it's a little bit apples and oranges. I just feel like the scenarios are a little bit different.
You feel like you swallowed a squirrel, and that's got to come out. And it doesn't matter where you are. You're the governor. You're the governor's ball, right? You're engaged in the tango with the ambassadress, and suddenly someone's like, here it comes. Mm-hmm. You get out of there. You find the nearest head. You rush to the steamer because that's happening.
It's happening.
And if you don't get out of there, it's happening on the dance floor. You bust into whatever stall you can find, men's, women's, doesn't matter. You sit down there and you're like, and it feels like your entire being is being flushed right out of your system.
Right.
You don't then suddenly have somebody boot jacking that wall down and going, I'll take the toilet paper, pal.
Right.
You don't get that. I don't do that.
No, you don't.
I don't like spot that, see that it's happening, and break into a 50-yard dash following the dude or the woman into the bathroom and then wait till I hear, and then boom. Jackrabbit that door open and boom,
I'll take that door.
So don't come to me and tell me what to rate.
I'm definitely not arguing with the fact that I don't see you doing that. I've never seen you do that.
I don't do that.
Right.
I don't do that.
No. You don't.
Imagine like somebody's like really old.
The point's taken. The point is absolutely taken.
I do it. They just gotta go, they gotta go. And you don't find me chasing them down. Right? Like there's some kind of like spy and then ripping the toilet paper right when they need it.
Right.
Like I wouldn't, first off, I'm not breaking the door down before they go. They've gone.
Right.
Or they're in the midst of going, one of the two. They're not in the stall hoping it happens.
No. It's happening.
It's happening or it's happened. And then I bust down and grab the toilet paper right out. Like, not just the toilet paper out of their hands. The whole roll.
Right.
Anything that's there that they could use, it's now gone. It is vacated. They cannot use anything to wipe. It's all gone. Yeah, I don't do that.
No, you don't.
So don't come and tell me what to rate on my own snack podcast, right?
Yeah. No. Definitely you don't do that. And definitely don't come here and tell us what snack to pick and rate and eat. And all. Like, don't do that.
No.
But
we don't do that to you.
No. My only point is it's a little bit apples and oranges.
Don't see it that
because
way.
Because
a guy's got to go. He's got to go. We've all been in a situation.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like 20 feet away. You're like, fuck, I'm not going to make it. I am not going to make it. I'm not. We've all been there, right, folks? Here it comes. And you can feel it start to like go down the leg. And you're like, oh, here it comes. Oh, man. It's coming. Oh, shit. I'm not going to make it. And then somehow, by the grace of God, you do. You bust in the door. You make a round. It comes. Oh, my God. You're kind of hanging on. You got the sweats. Oh, my God. You just like can't believe it. And then boom, the door gets ripped down and somebody, I don't do that. I don't pull the toilet paper out and rate your time and eat it.
No, I don't do that.
Don't come to me and tell me what to rate. You see?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Like, don't do that to, you don't do that to somebody.
It's equivocal. I don't do that to you. You don't do that to
me. The only reason.
I don't do it to you. You don't do it to me.
That tracks.
Reaction.
That tracks. What doesn't track for me. For me,
mm-hmm.
is one of those things is an involuntary reaction to whatever. It's a force of nature.
You ate something.
Yeah, no, I know, I know.
You drank the water or something. Whatever it was. Some disagreement.
Right, yeah, no, I know.
Or you got a bug.
Yeah, maybe you got a bug.
You got like a little, some fluish thing. It's just like it's going right through you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, somebody had it. They sneezed it, whatever. Like, you just caught it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no, it's happening to me. Here it comes. Oh, man. So you're like. But you're a newscaster, right? You're like a newscaster. Or worse, you're a sportscaster.
Why is that worse?
Why? You're a newscaster. They can just flip to the weather. Right. You're the only guy in the booth. Oh, and here comes McDougal.
No.
Oh, no.
And then here it comes to him, yeah, or her. Right. And what are you going to do? You're the only guy. You're responsible for the play. But here it comes.
Right.
You just go in your pants. That's just like it.
Right.
But you still need to. You got to wipe. Got to wipe that shit up. And yeah, then I'm not the guy that jumps into the sound booth and like rips the paper out.
I'll take that.
Yeah. I don't. Thank you.
No, you don't.
I don't. And so don't come to me and tell me what to write. Same thing.
Yeah.
Exact same thing.
Yeah.
We agree.
Okay.
Two podunk ne'er-do-wells exchanging snacks and repartee. Let's sit back and watch Mike and Tom eat snacks. They'll pick anything you have in mind. Cheetos, yogurt, Teddy Grahams, and even cherry slime. And you know it's ratings, ratings time. Pick it, rate, that's the name of the game. Mr. Burnett, you pay the toll. Michael just prefers rolled gold. I miss European like a son. Busy living as some pirate's booty. Did you get that pun? Don't get bummed on that. We're here for snacks. Even though your work is sporadic, I hope you'll both keep at it. Picking, eating, rating snacks in style. Still respecting women all.
Well, we got the Quaker white cheddar rice cakes here, and you know how these things come. They come in a sleeve of plastic, you know what I mean? Just a nice tube of plastic here.
It's not expensive.
It's cheap.
What's the cheapest plastic bag I can get? There it is.
But they paint it real nice. You know, they put a nice wrap on it.
And they got the same, since my grandfather was with us, they've got the same guy on the front. It looks to me, you know, like the
guy hasn't aged. The guy has not aged.
Yeah, and he was old to begin with, but unfortunately he hasn't aged. He's got like the big long... Well, I guess it's the white wig of yore, right? Mm-hmm. Is that right? The black guy? He's the Quaker.
Yeah, the Quaker guy.
He's the Quaker guy.
Now, the reason I say it's an oddball choice is because, you know, we didn't do the white cheddar. White cheddar.
Fuck you. You got to take, you have the shits. That's your deal. We don't get into my deal. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. So.
Fuck you. We want to do white cheddar. We'll do white cheddar.
We'll do whatever we want.
You keep your toilet paper. We'll keep our white cheddar.
I got it open, and it's just held on with a little clippy, you know?
Like,
and you think, well, that's not safe.
It's the clip that...
Anybody could put anything they want in there.
Last week we had Crunch and Munch. It was an aluminum foil sealed airtight thing that you could send into space. These guys are like, you know how we, you know, that little plastic clip that you like, you know, you wrap up bread with? That's fine.
Good enough. Nobody's come to us for the bag. That's not why you're in business.
And then they've got like old school wax paper bag.
Inside, two sleeves. Two plastic sleeves. Why do they do that? Because they know you don't want to open up one long plastic sleeve with the rice cake. You're not going to eat.
Yeah, they're going to get stale. You're not going to eat 14. I don't know. How many are we looking at, Magic?
Well, we're looking at 2, 4, 6, 16.
So 14, that's right.
Well, what? 8 times 2 is 16, so.
I got 7 here.
Okay, so 15. 15 rice cakes.
So it's 14.
Oh, yeah. Step. No, I said. That's what I said.
It's 7 and 7.
Yeah. That's what I said. 7 and 7. You're not going to eat 14 rice cakes. I'm 15 rice cakes.
7.
Well, whatever.
Well,
hypothetically,
right,
hypothetically, you're not going to eat 14. You're not going to eat 15. You're not going to eat 14. It doesn't matter if it's 14 or 15.
Well, you have to get a second
16.
Pack to get the 15 because it's 14 in one pack.
If only there were some way to find out.
So you're only just count them. That's how you find out.
You're only going to eat a certain amount of rice cakes. So they give you. They at most you're going to eat 7 rice cakes.
Maybe 7 and 1 helping is like that's one per table per person table.
He's going to be grateful. We have a second bag.
Yeah.
So these are the white cheddar. And look, people. And I feel like rice cakes get a bad name. I feel like people are like, oh, rice cakes is rabbit food. You know what, guys?
Yeah, guys.
Guys, listen to me.
Hey, guys.
If people didn't like rice cakes, they wouldn't keep making rice cakes.
Guys, there would be no rice cakes if there's no market for rice
cakes. Somebody's buying rice cakes.
Someone likes rice cakes.
I know.
They're cheap.
They're cheap. They're filling.
They're filling. They're borderline healthy.
Mm.
Well, no, it's rice.
It's rice. It's not unhealthy.
Puffed rice.
Not unhealthy.
Listen, there's worse, more unhealthy snacks out there than rice cakes. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of an empty calorie. But that's all right. It's going to fill
sure,
you up.
Sure.
You know, maybe you're dieting. Maybe you just need something to shove into that big fucking fat jaw of yours.
Maybe that big fat
maybe,
gob of yours.
Maybe your big fucking fat jaw wasn't so full. You wouldn't be running to the bathroom every 5 minutes because you feel like the whole fucking thing is going to come out. It's going to come out of your asshole. Everything you ever ate is going to come out of your asshole.
If you didn't stick stuffing shit into that big fat jaw of yours, maybe you wouldn't be just diving off to the steamer every 7 seconds. That's just some advice. Magic is opening up right now.
You don't see Tom coming in there grabbing your toilet paper.
Yeah, I don't do it.
So what I got here?
I just don't do it.
I got I got a little hockey puck.
Ah, well described, Magic.
That's bigger.
It's a little bigger than a hockey puck and a little thinner. But yeah, I like the hockey puckness of it.
Now, I know how I feel about rice cakes in general.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's going to surprise some people when I tell you how I feel about rice cakes in general.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Love them.
Like them.
That's going to surprise some people?
It surprised you. You thought I loved them.
I was just taking a shot.
Well, you're surprised now.
I guess I'm not too surprised.
Well, you're surprised, though. You said love them.
I
said like them. And then there was definitely – I saw a flash of surprise. Was it just likes them?
Surprised because you were like – this is going to surprise some people, and if someone goes like, it's not really a surprise.
Wait a minute. You're one of my best friends in the entire world.
Yeah.
You know me better than just about anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say, it's going to surprise some people. You say, well, not me. You love him. I say, no, I like him. The guy who knows me better than almost anybody is surprised. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of people listening are, holy shit, he likes rice cakes.
This is why I don't jump into the crapper and rip the toilet paper out of people's hands.
Why?
You see?
I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't.
That's why I don't do it.
All right. So I like them.
There's always room for improvement. What do you got? You smelling
it. I'm smelling it, and what I'm smelling is not white cheddar.
No, it doesn't smell like white cheddar.
I'm smelling butter.
Yeah.
It smells like movie popcorn butter to me. And if it tastes like movie popcorn butter, I'm probably going to be happy, because here's something else that's going to surprise you, Tom.
You hate movie popcorn butter.
No, I like it.
What's going on?
I'm not a fan of white cheddar flavoring.
Uh-huh. Okay.
In general.
Okay.
So I'm anticipating not liking the rice cake because of the white cheddar. But if it tastes like movie butter popcorn, I'm going to like it. It's going to be my turn to be surprised.
Let me show you what I do.
All right.
Because I'm going to take a bite. Look at this. Upside down. You know why? More flavor on the tongue.
It's flavored on both sides though, Tommy.
Can I make a prediction?
Yeah.
I think you're going to like it. It has the white cheddar, but it has like a butter. I'm full of butterish. Well, that tastes better than I thought it was going to taste. Because for me, I'm like, rice cakes? Here's my take on rice cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last resort me.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Vin Diesel and I are walking, we're humping across the desert.
Ew.
Just, he's a weird guy.
I guess.
When you get to know him, he's like, let's hump across the desert.
All right.
It's hard to say no to a guy like that.
Yeah, Vin Diesel.
But if Vin and I are humping across the desert, you know, a frame like that, it's got to have fuel 24/7,
yeah.
Right? And he cannot be like just running down a turkey vulture, cracking its neck, setting a fire and cooking that turkey vulture every hour.
You can't do it.
You can do it every 2 hours.
At most.
But we got to get across the fucking desert, man.
Right. Not to mention all the humping you
got
to do.
We're on a schedule. We got humping. We got desert crossing. I'm the guy in charge of the tent. You know? Those storms blow up. You know? You're thankful for being there. You're mm-hmm. like, hold me, man. Hold me. Those mm-hmm. storms blow up. You want Vin Diesel.
Yep.
Okay?
So talk about a lean-to. That guy.
Yeah. No, the guy blocks out the sun. Not that there's sun in a sandstorm, but he blocks it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he's a great desert crossing, desert humping companion. But the man needs – he's got to have fuel.
Yeah.
And he can't be chasing down a turkey vulture every hour. And so what do you got? Rice cakes.
Light, easy to transport.
He'll knock back a pack of seven in one bite.
Oh, sure. One bite. One bite Vin Diesel. That's what they call him.
Yeah. Why do they call him Vin?
Yeah, why would they call him One Bite Vin Diesel?
Because he can knock back seven rice cakes in one bite, but it's just too much.
It's
to call
too
him
much.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to conserve energy. You know, you're humping across the desert.
You're humping across the desert. That's a lot more strenuous than you would imagine.
So what you said, oh, I bet you're going to like it, Mike. I bet you're going to like it.
I did say that. I don't know if I said it exactly like that.
Kind of.
I think it was more temperate. I think I wasn't really chewing the scenery.
I think, well, you're good at that. I think my reaction to this is going to surprise some people.
You like it?
It's all right. It's all right.
I guess they will kind of have to hold on to their wigs and keys at home over that one. I got some of the rice cake down the wrong pipe.
Well, that's the danger.
If I had a nickel for every time I had a Heimlich Vin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, buddy, why don't you just have four and then three? Why not seven? But the guy wants it and he wants it now. You know what I mean?
That's Vin.
Kind of guy he is. That's Vin, right? So there I am, like, Heimlich, and that's when the photographers come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I don't know those guys. It's like, what are they doing in the desert?
They know. They know. With Vin, they know.
Like, hats off to the paparazzi.
Good for them.
They work so hard. And I don't know that they get their, due.
Here's my thing about the white cheddar rice cake.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm not a fan of the white cheddar.
Yeah,
I know that surprises some people. I'm not a fan of the white cheddar, mm-hmm. All right? However, if I'm eating white cheddar rice cake,
yeah.
I want more white cheddar than what I'm getting.
I understand.
I'm not getting a lot of white cheddar. It's very sparsely distributed on the rice cake.
So with you, it's do it or don't do it. Don't give me that halfway jive. Don't give me the halfway jive.
No, I don't want that halfway jive. I want, you tell me white cheddar, I want white cheddar. Yep. Don't tell me some white cheddar or tell me that. Tell me right off the bat. Let me know. A little light on the white cheddar rice cakes.
Are we in a relationship or are we not?
I just want to know. I just want to know where I stand with you.
Yeah, it's so confusing to me. I mean, I get this signal, then I get that signal. And I feel like, you know, we're just hanging out. We're just friends. But then it's like, it just seems like you're like, just come on over. And then we're watching a movie. And I don't know. I sense it's more intimate than just friends. And I just need to know where
you
I stand.
You get a little closer and rice cake pulls back. You know what? Just let me know.
Let me know who you are to me. Who do you want to be? We'll work that out.
But this kind of like, yeah, I'm white cheddar, but I'm not white cheddar.
I'm sort of white cheddar
it's
butter.
Like,
what?
Yeah,
what'd
come
you
on.
Say? I'm white butter cheddar.
Right.
Did you say white butter?
It sounded like white butter.
No, I said I'm white cheddar butter.
I hear butter at the end of that.
No, just butter white cheddar.
Because it's buttery, right? It's buttery.
And you want the white cheddar if it's going to be white cheddar.
I just want to know where I stand.
If it's going to be white cheddar, you want it to go and be white cheddar.
Are you afraid to call it butter rice cakes because you think, oh, people on diets aren't going to want butter rice cakes? You're probably right, but then don't put butter on it.
And if you want it to be white cheddar, pour the white cheddar on it, man.
Yeah. Look, I know with Quakers, hey, we're pacifists, you know, we just don't want to cause any trouble. But guess what, guy? You got to take a stand.
And plus, you're beating people with your open hand, right? So you're a pacifist, but you're not really a pacifist. I mean, you're drizzling butter on your cheddar rice cake. You got to sort out your own home before you come in here.
That's right. You know, before you worry about the moat in my eye. Worry about the thing in your eye. You got a big thing in your eye.
Don't worry about his moat. Worry about your moat.
Yeah, you got moats too. Everybody's got moats.
May the first person that don't have a moat in their eye,
yeah,
punch the other person with a rock.
Yeah,
right.
You got a glass rock. Don't throw it.
Nope.
You got moats in your eye.
Yeah, you have moats.
How would you like it?
Here's my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I can do that again, but more forcefully.
Right.
Right? That's kind of how I am. I mean, there are times when I'm humping across the desert with Vin.
Yep.
But I'm just happy to have a rice cake.
Sure, of course.
Just to have something else in my mouth.
Yeah.
But largely, I kind of come across as.
Now, you might say to yourself, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad they're out there.
Yeah, yeah, sure you're glad. Sure you're glad. But are you more glad for the white cheddar or just for the plain, bland, styrofoam tasting rice cake. To me, I like the bare bones, naked as a jaybird rice cake. Just the plain. You take some rice, you throw some water and some glue, you press it into a hockey puck, and you say, "Here, eat this, jerk."
Not me. I'm not that way.
You like the flavor.
If I'm going to eat a rice cake, disguise it. Like, I want to be fooled. I want to, like, you have your way with me. Because I don't want to eat, like, puffed rice.
Mm.
I don't, it's bland. Like, yeah, you say, that you like that, I don't want it. It's like, I want to be able to pretend, you know, drizzle it, like you say, like, triple the white cheddar. You want to stash some butter in there somewhere? Be my guest. I want that faux flavor to trick me into thinking I'm eating something.
Right. Well, you are eating something.
Something tasty, though.
You're not eating
even
that.
When it's not. Right. But I want to pretend that almost it's tasty. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, otherwise, what? I mean, rice cake, you kidding me?
I'm a guy.
You're a guy.
Sometimes, I've been on a set, a movie set, TV set, whatever. I'm in show business. Sometimes, maybe it's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. You've been out, you know, it's 8 hours. You're shooting outside. You're a little cold. You wander over to craft service. There's nothing you really want. You don't eat too much. You don't get full. You see a rice cake. You think, hey, maybe I'll have a rice cake. You can get some peanut butter in there. No, I'm fine with just the rice cake. I take the rice cake. I eat it. And I think to myself, I like this rice cake. I'm going to have another. I might double down on the rice cake.
Whoa,
I might double fucking down on the rice cake.
Is there nothing else on this craft service table?
There's not. There's Twix bars. There's celery. There's carrots. There's maybe a nice minestrone. There's maybe some turkey roll-ups. You know, little rolled-up things
right
of
there,
turkey.
I'm going to take a cup of that minestrone right there.
Yeah.
Before I take a rice cake.
Sure,
I'm certainly not going to double down.
Yeah.
You got beef jerky?
Oh, they got jerky.
What are you doing with the rice cake?
They got jerky. They got hard-boiled eggs. They got
they got jerky. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to peel the hard-boiled egg. I'm going to get rid of the yolk. I'm going to cut up the white. I'm going to put it in my minestrone.
You're going to put the white in the minestrone?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck you.
No, I'm just going to do it.
All right.
Then I'm going to take some pepper. I'm going to put pepper onto the minestrone. All right? I'm going to take one of those Twix bars, stick it in my pocket.
Yep.
Maybe for a little bit later.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I'm going to take my minestrone. I'm going to, like, have a little spoon and eat that up. I'm not even looking at my rice cake.
Not even looking at him.
I'll look at it.
Right.
I'll look at it. Maybe even like a perfunctory nod.
Oh, maybe you look at it while you're eating the minestrone. Kind of like, hey, fuck you, rice cake. I'm eating minestrone.
Nah, because I don't, you know, like the rice cake, I'm glad the rice cake's out there.
Right, rice cake's doing its job.
I'm not going to be like, fuck you, rice cake. I don't want to do that. Like, I'm happy the rice cake is out there. You know, for guys like you.
Yeah.
I'm just happy it's there. I like it as an option. It's not really my thing. Ratings?
Yeah, ratings.
I feel like we've almost rated them. Ratings. My grandfather.
Is this the grandfather that you were talking about before?
Yeah, same grandfather.
Okay.
You know, he toiled in Quick Roast Factory.
Yeah.
You know, and whenever I see the Quaker, I get a little emotional. I'm very happy, and like I say, I'm glad the rice cake is out there. This is the snack game, Michael.
Yeah.
Sentiment doesn't belong. Bottom line, man.
No place for it. No place for it.
Then it gets messy.
It's a cruel game.
To me, there's the big snack aisle of life. What am I grabbing?
Right.
I'm not grabbing the rice cake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it's out there. Rice cake, 4.
Now, see, I'm in the snack aisle of life.
You're in the snack aisle of life.
And I got my shopping cart. I'm picking this. I'm picking that. I pass rice cakes. I probably walk right by. Then I think to myself.
Oh, wait. It's not over.
Then I think to myself, I might be in the mood for a rice cake.
You backing up?
I'm backing up.
Oh, he's backing up.
I'm backing up.
I hear the music playing.
And I'm looking over at the rice cakes, and they got all the flavors.
All the flavors.
Cheddar.
White cheddar. Butter.
Butter.
Caramel.
Other thing.
Plain.
Other plain you got.
Yeah.
Chili and lime.
Chili and lime.
I don't know.
All kinds of things.
Hershey Kiss.
Hershey Kiss. No.
I don't know. Which one am I taking?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
White cheddar. Hershey plain.
No.
Butter.
No.
Oh, peanut butter or rice cake.
No.
Cheese, sharp American cheese. Yes. What?
No.
Oh, sharp cheddar cheese.
No,
damn it, fuck, that's really hard.
Tommy.
Tommy Cheese.
No. Have you been listening at all to me? There's no Tommy Cheese.
That's stupid. I don't know why I said that.
Munster Cheese.
Munster. You get a Munster. Munster Cheese.
No, I'm not getting any cheese.
Okay, now I feel like I'm just guessing. I feel like I'm just haphazardly guessing. I know. I don't even know where you're going.
I'm getting the plane.
What?
I'm just getting the plane.
You're just getting the plane.
I'm going to grab a single package of the plane. I'm going to put it in my car. I'm going to say, just in case. Just in case I need it. You know what I mean? And I might need it.
You get a quick call from Vin.
Then maybe Vin calls. Hey, you want to hump across the desert? Sure, Vin.
Hey, you want to hump across the
desert? Yeah, sure, Vin. I'll bring the rice cakes.
Ah, great. I love you for that.
Yeah.
I love you for that.
I'm not going to rate.
The rice cake from your cart is like, hey, your buddy's a jackass.
Yeah. But I'm not going to rate plain rice cakes. I didn't taste plain rice cakes. I can't rate them.
Nope.
I can rate white cheddar rice cakes, which I'm never going to take. 3.
I'll see you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.